Welcome to the IMAT Solutions podcast series. Today we are speaking with Dr. Matt Hoffman, who's the former Chief Medical Informatics Officer at UHIN, and he's also a strategic consultant to IMAT Solutions about a unique use case around the use of natural language processing that resulted in a significant reduction in hospital readmissions, as well as improved star ratings and reimbursements.
And Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Yeah, Matt, well, let's go ahead and kick it off at a high level. If you don't mind, tell us about this use case around leveraging quality data, both from structured and unstructured sources, which really provided insights into all patient and population health risks.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great place to start. So in healthcare, there's typically two types of data primarily. So we have the claims data, which is sent obviously for reimbursements. And that data is much more structured in its format and can be taken apart, and that information can then be used for developing some of these quality metrics. And that's the data that primarily the payers will use. But then there's also clinical data, and clinical data is more of a mixed bag. You can have structured sections within that clinical data, like lab reports or sometimes intake measures. But there's also big chunks of text that is unstructured, like, for example, the physician's note. And so with the quality metrics, it's super important to be able to calculate the information from the structured data, but then to supplement that information with data from the unstructured text. That really gives you a true bird's eye view, or a better understanding or a longitudinal view of what's actually going on with the patient and all the data that's available. Now, the caveat with the unstructured data is that sometimes you have to use specific tools to get that out, and that can be done through, you know, manual chart review, which is a miserable and long experience, or it can be done through using other tools like natural language processing or regular expressions. And the natural language processing, since IMAT was so good at it, it's one of their expertise. It's one of the tool that we decided to use for some of our projects.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate those insights. Now tell us about how the HIE used IMAT to help meet the CMS star quality measures, and would love to hear more about the NLP capabilities as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were a repository for clinical data and also hospital data. So we had a bunch of patient records. I mean, we had experience with the claims data, the more of the structured, but as we looked at the data that we were receiving from the clinical side and the hospital side, we noticed that there was just massive amounts of information that wasn't being used for these quality measures that we could extract with the tools that we had through the IMAT platform and using some of that natural language processing. And so we began working with our payer partners in doing some sample studies where we would use a natural language processing to go in and try to extract intake measures to pull out some of the blood pressures or heart rates or things that for some reason didn't get put in their normally structured field, but were put into the whole note that the physician entered into the system. And by so doing, we found that there was significant discrepancy between what the payers had received from the structured field versus what we were able to extract from the unstructured text, the blob text that's just put in or transcribed by a physician. And so we looked at a few different measures. We looked at some of the intake, like I said, heart rate, blood pressure, like weight, BMI, those sort of things. And then we were also went in and looked at some of the counseling notes, like weight counseling for elevated BMI or smoking cessation. And then specifically around diabetic patients, we went in and looked for hemoglobin A1Cs that may have been recorded in the note, possibly a bedside hemoglobin A1C that was not received in lab free feeds or lab structured data. We also looked at eye exams and foot exams. So we pulled out all of this information for specific quality measures, and then we were able to put those together and send them to the payers, and the payers took that information and they used it to supplement the structured data that they had, and they could send it in to CMS and saw significant improvements in their star rating scores. And a lot of that was based off of that tool, that natural language processing tool that we used to go in and extract that information and then to structure it in such a way that it was easily reportable for the payers.
That's excellent. Great rundown there. Appreciate that. And if you don't mind, tell us some more about the outcomes of this.
Yeah. As I mentioned, the star ratings improved significantly. In some instances, you know, a full star measure, sometimes more. And that was thrilling for the payers. But more importantly is that it really helped and improved the relationship that the payer had with the clinics and with the physicians, because now they were working off the same data. Now they could have conversations and they were starting from the same baseline. And you lost a lot of that contention and back and forth where the physicians were frustrated, payers were frustrated because they weren't talking about the same data. And the payers were saying, well, you haven't done these things and that's why you received the score. And the physicians are saying, no, we did and we recorded it. So it brought them onto a level playing field, which is, I mean, that's priceless. That improves relations, that gets everybody speaking the same language. And it really then allows you to focus on the things that aren't being done and helps to improve the scores, because then you're making an impact and you're not wasting your time chasing down data. In fact, it was so successful that they then leveraged that to begin to look at other areas where they could use this natural language processing tool to improve their scores or to improve their reimbursements. A great example of that is what's called the RAP system. So risk adjustment profiling system. So for CMS is that payers that receive payments from CMS for managing patient populations, they receive a specific risk score for the patient population that they're managing. Based off of that score, they get reimbursement at a certain level. And they have the ability, if they disagree with the score, risk level that they've received, they can go and gather information from clinical notes and submit that in what's called a risk adjustment submission file. And that goes into the risk adjustment profiling system, or the RAPs is what we would always call it. Like, you know, Yo! MTV RAPs from the 80s, right? So we were able to get a list of their patients, go and pull out all the clinical notes for their population of patients, and then extract using the natural language processing, very similar to what we did with the quality measure, to extract this missing information and then format it in a way that perfectly aligned with the format of the RAPS file that would be submitted. And so the payers would receive this file from us and flip it around and send it right in to the system for review of the risk level of their patient populations. And it had a huge impact for them. It significantly increased their reimbursements like $1 million for a patient population of like 30,000. It was a huge impact. And what also made it nice was that information was also connected to the clinical note. So during the auditing process, where they will randomly select a certain number of those that are in the RAPS file that is submitted, they would then require that 5 or 10 be sent in for a review, a manual review. And so instead of having to go back and go through a patient's entire history, we had already stored those clinical notes and we just had to kick them over to the payer for that review process. And so it made it so much easier for them to submit that and then prevented them from having to go back for a second or a third audit. So it was an incredibly powerful tool that not only reduced workflows, but also increased reimbursements for the payer. It was super beneficial.
That's great, Matt. You know, you really unpacked a lot there in terms of amazing outcomes. And I don't even know if I need to ask this question because I think you've covered off on so much. But for our last question, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed today?
There was one other case that was super interesting. My favorite cases where we did the same sort of process. The payers liked it so much that the hospitals were interested. And so we did the use case with them where they were receiving notifications. So let me go back a step. So we had an alert notification service where we would receive admission, discharge, and transfer notifications from hospitals when a patient was admitted or discharged from the hospital. And then there would be clinical care teams of nurses that would reach out to those patients and say, we're here for you. We want to make sure that you're taken care of. Do you have any questions? And all of this was in an effort to get the patient seen in the clinic after discharge, and also to make sure that that patient was not readmitted to the hospital for something that could easily be prevented. And the clinics get a certain reimbursement for doing that, but they get a significantly higher reimbursement for patients that are higher risk. And those patients that are higher risk are the ones that tend to go back for readmissions. And so there's a certain measure that's called the LACE score. And the LACE score is based off of the length of stay of the patient, is the L. The A is the acuity of the patient upon admission, or how severe the patient was. The C is how many comorbidities the patient had or has. And then E is how many emergency room visits the patient had had in the last 6 months. And it's a standard that's been used for a long time to predict the risk of a patient either dying or being readmitted to the hospital. And it's been vetted in numerous publications and journals. And so we use that calculation, and we use a natural language processing to go in and pull that information together about a patient, and then create a LACE score that would then go with the notification that was sent to the clinic or to the care team. So not only would they receive a notification saying, hey, this patient just got discharged from the hospital and need to be seen, but then they would also get a little notice that says, this patient's high risk. And then they tweaked it a little bit, so those patients that were highest risk would be seen at the very top of the list, and they received the highest priority. And so they became primary focus of those care teams that were called transition of care teams that were reaching out and making contact with these patients. And they would put an extra effort into getting a hold of those patients that had the high LACE scores and getting them seen so that they weren't readmitted to the hospital. And that had a huge impact on the number of readmissions that were seen because of just getting with those patients, answering their questions, and getting them in and being seen by their primary care physician, managing their medications, answering the questions they may have. It was really a phenomenal project because it improved the care. And there's nothing worse than leaving the hospital and stepping out as a patient and having no idea, even though everything was just explained to you, having no idea what's going on and what you're supposed to do next. Having someone there holding your hand and helping you through that is just incredibly powerful.
That's awesome. Well, this concludes this iMat Solutions podcast interview with Dr. Matt Hoffman, who's the former Chief Medical Informatics Officer at UHIM. He's also a strategic consultant to iMat Solutions. And as you heard, he was kind enough to share insights into a unique use case around NLP that resulted in a significant reduction in hospital readmissions, as well as improved star ratings and reimbursements. And Matt, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.